Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And this is Elsie.
Welcome back to part two of our article about the history of words.
Yesterday we learned that one of the cool things about words is that there are often many words for the same thing.
Yeah, the example we looked at is tea, which is sometimes called chai or ta.
Cha. The reason for this is because there are different dialects, 方言, in China. For example, in Minnan, from Fujian province, tea is called de, right?
Yep.
And in Cantonese, from around what's now Hong Kong, tea is called, I guess, cha, right?
Yep. And depending on who came to trade for tea and where they arrived in that part of the world, they learned a different word, which is why the words now sound different in different European languages like Portuguese and Dutch.
Mm-hmm. But in English, both are often used, right?
Yeah, that's because English is a bit of a mixed language, and it kind of takes and steals words, or borrows, I should say.
Yeah,
takes these words from other languages all the time.
We should really say borrows, not steals.
Uh-huh.
Today, we're going to look at a few more examples of borrowed words. Let's read today's article.
A lesson in history about words.
The Mandarin words for show, cool, and cartoon sound very much like English. That's because they are taken from the English language. Loan words are words borrowed directly from another language with almost no translation. When cultures come into contact with each other, words are shared as a result. The English language borrows as many words as it lends. For example, words like beef and menu are actually French. Italian also had an influence on English too. That's how words like soda and pizza entered the English language. When it comes to language, there is always some give and take. Many language systems are actually closely related. Who knew words could tell you so much about the past? Cartoon, cartoon. Tina's favorite cartoon character is SpongeBob. Tina's favorite cartoon character is SpongeBob. Directly, directly. I would like to speak to your manager directly. I would like to speak to your manager directly. Influence. Influence. The president has a strong influence on the country. The president has a strong influence on the country. System. System. Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5. Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5.
So the second part of our article begins by talking about how English isn't the only language to borrow a few words. It says the Mandarin words for show, cool, and cartoon sound very much like English.
第二天的文章开头提到呢，在普通话国语里面呢 ，show、cool、卡通这几个字呢，跟英文很像。See, I would say Mandarin, but they sounded like English, right?
They did sound very similar. So show,
show,
cool,
cool,
cartoon,
卡通
Okay, that's fairly similar. Let's look at the word cartoon, C-A-R-T-O-O-N, a little more, cartoon. A cartoon is a short film that's made by photographing a series of drawings, or I guess these days, on doing it on computer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example sentence. Tina's favorite cartoon character is SpongeBob. Tina's favorite cartoon character is SpongeBob.
Cartoon, 卡通这个字啊，就是我们直接从这个英文音译以声音翻译过来的。例句提到呢 ，Tina 最喜欢的卡通人物是 SpongeBob 海绵宝宝。
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, cartoon character, Tiger from Thundercats. I have no idea. You'd have to be as old as me to understand what I'm talking about.
That's why I don't understand.
Okay. But, so why do the words like show, cool, and cartoon sound like English? Here's the answer. The article says that's because they are taken from the English language.
文章接下来提到呢，他们也就是 show, cool, 卡通这几个字是从英文当中拿过来使用的。
Okay, so we borrow from Mandarin, Mandarin borrows from English, everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the trade in those days wasn't just for tea, but for words as well.
Right.
Anyway, the article explains more about this idea of borrowing words. It says loan words are words borrowed directly from another language with almost no translation.So a loan word is all one word, L-O-A-N-W-O-R-D, loan word. And that's what we're talking about, something from another language that isn't translated. A good example in English is sushi, which we've just taken straight from Japanese, no translation.
所谓的 loan words, 外来语就是直接从另外一个语言借过来的语言,几乎没有任何的翻译。同学们注意哦 loan, L-O-A-N,A-N 这个字呢是借的意思 Loan words 就是借来的语言所以我们称为外来语像是英文里面的 sushi 寿司就是直接从日文借过去用的 And can you explain the word directly a little more?
Sure, directly is spelled D-I-R-E-C-T-L-Y directly, it's an adverb、
mm-hmm.
and it means with nothing in between kind of like straight from one thing to the other
Directly 是直接的，它是一个副词哦。如果你把 ly 去掉，你会看到它的形容词叫做 direct, 直接的。
So here's another example sentence. I would like to speak to your manager directly.、
Mm-hmm.
I would like to speak to your manager directly. So right now, and not somebody else, the manager.
Yeah.It means he's angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
例句提到呢，我想直接跟你们的经理说话。
So to explain again, a loan word goes directly from one language to another without translation. So translation, which is spelled T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-I-O-N, translation, it's the noun form of translate.
Mm-hmm.
So the process of changing one or more words from one language to another.
Translation, 翻译是一个名词。它的动词呢，我们说 translate. Translate A into B 就是将 A 语言翻译为 B 语言。For example, I translate English into Chinese. 我将英文翻译成中文。I have a question, Pat. According to the article, there seems to be a lot of long words, right? Long words. I wonder when and how we started to have long words.
I don't know. I guess it just sort of happens. Our article says a bit. It says, when cultures come into contact with each other, words are shared as a result. So the word contact here, it's spelled C-O-N-T-A-C-T, contact. Here it means the action of communicating or meeting.And we use the phrase as a result just to show the result of something.
原来啊，是当不同的文化接触之后，就会有共有的文字。文章当中的 contact 是接触、联系的意思。句尾的片语 as a result 代表的是结果。
Next, the article gives us a few more examples. It says, the English language borrows as many words as it lends. Okay. Now, we discussed this a bit yesterday, but be careful with borrow and lend, which I believe are the same in Chinese, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
but different in English, okay? So remember, I borrow something from you, which means you lend it to me.
你借出来给我。
So you can't say, can you borrow me some money?
No, you have to say, can you lend me some money?
Exactly.
接下来呢，文章提到英文这个语言啊，借入和借出的文字一样多。As many as 是一样多的意思哦。我们有请英文快译通老师为我们做更详细的解说。
英文
快译通。
Oh, yeah! 大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到英文快译通。如果我们要说谁比谁怎样，一定会用比较级。例如，我比 Vina 高 ，I'm taller than Vina。Josh 赚的钱呢比 John 多 ，Josh makes more money than John。那相信大家对比较级都有点掌握了。那如果我们现在要表达什么和什么一样，要怎么说呢？这时候我们就要用到 A as blah 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 as B， 怎么使用呢？如果你是要表达什么和什么的数量一样多，这时候第一个 as 后面呢，我们就可以加上 many 和可数名词，或者是 much 加上不可数名词。例如 John 后来升官了，赚的跟 Josh 一样多，我们就可以说 John makes as much money as Josh does。 John makes as much money as Josh does。这个 does 是拿来代指动词 make， 那目的呢就是避免动词重复。不过现在我们可以省略这个助动词 does， 直接说 John makes as much money as Josh。 好啦，那两个 as 中间除了放名词还可以放什么呢？我们还可以放形容词和副词哦。那就要看你要比较的两样东西是人事物还是动作。举例来说呢，如果我们要说这幅画跟那幅画一样美，那我们可以怎么说呢？我们可以说 This painting is as beautiful as that one. This painting is as beautiful as that one. 如果要比较两个动词，例如 Josh 和 John 跑得一样快，我们是要比较这个跑这个动作，所以两个 as 中间呢就要放副词。 Josh runs as fast as John. Josh runs as fast as John. Fast 在这边呢就是副词咯。那有一样就有不一样，不一样呢就放在前面，就放个这个否定词就好了。举例来说 ，Josh 呢就突然变胖了，那跑步速度就变慢了一点啊。这时候我们就可以说 ，Josh doesn't run as fast as John. Josh doesn't run as fast as John. 这幅画不如那张画漂亮，那我们就可以说 ，This painting is not as beautiful as that one.This painting is not as beautiful as that one. 讲到这里，希望大家都已经知道 A as blah 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 as B 怎么使用咯。那快译通，我们下次见，拜拜。
Welcome back, everyone. We're looking at more examples of words that English borrows from others, but lends to others as well. The article says, for example, words like beef and menu are actually French.
文章呢接下来给了我们一些例子哦。英文当中的 beef 牛肉 menu 菜单其实是从法文来的 from French.
Yeah, because the French used to rule England. And here's more. Italian also has an influence on English too. The word influence here, I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, influence, means the power to affect the way someone or something develops, behaves,or thinks, but without using direct force or orders.
意大利文呢对英文也是有影响的啦。那文章当中呢我们看到 influence 这个字是影响的意思。在文章当中呢是当名词来用的。A have an influence on B, 也就是 A 对 B 有影响。
Here's an example sentence. The president has a strong influence on the country.The president has a strong influence on the country.
例句就说呢，总统对国家有强大的影响力。
So what kind of influence has Italian had on English? Our article says that's how words like soda and pizza entered the English language.
哦，文章里面呢说，英文里面的 soda 气泡饮料 pizza 都是从意大利文来的。
What's pizza in Chinese?
Pizza.
So there we go. It's kind of borrowed from several languages.
But actually, we say pizza.
Okay, Pisa is a town in Italy. It's got that weird leaning tower.
Oh, that's why.
So, language is kind of borrowed and lent like money. It's going all over the place, which is why our article says, when it comes to language, there is always some give and take, okay? The phrase give and take, it's got hyphens in between, give, hyphen, and, hyphen, take, give and take, just means the exchange goes both ways, not justone way.
介入、介出的语言就像金钱一样，所以呢，文章说到，当我们谈到语言，就会有所谓的 give and take, 也就是 exchange, 交换的意思。
Our article also points out that many language systems are actually closely related. If two things are related, there's a connection between them. So here we're talking about language systems being related. A system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system is an organized set of ideas or theories or a particular way of doing something.
接下来呢，文章就说到了，很多语言系统其实是 closely related, 紧密相关的。那么 system 这个字呢，是系统或者是制度的意思。
Let's use system in a sentence. Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5.Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5.
例句提到呢，大多数的孩子在四岁或五岁的时候进入教育系统 ,the education system.
Our article today finishes by saying, who knew words could tell you so much about the past?
最后文章说啊，谁知道原来文字可以告诉你这么多的历史？ Who knows indeed, right? But that's where we'll have to stop because it's time for us to end today's lesson.
So can you think of any more words in Chinese that are loan words from English or even other languages?
从英文借来的中文字有很多哦、
really?
除了呢文章提到的 show, cool, cartoon、
yep.
还有 cheese, 起司
yes
coffee, 咖啡
yes
and curry, 咖喱
Gali curry、yeah.
and also 可乐 cola
oh yeah yeah of course it's all food
yeah
it, why is it all food
真的要说还说不完呢
yeah why is it all food that's an interesting idea so、
right.
okay in English there are almost all of them because we take a lot from French or from other languages、one example I'm going to give you is the days of the week okay
the days of the week
the days of the week are almost all from GermanExcept one, Saturday is from Latin, but German Montag, Monday, Moonday,、
oh,
it's very little translation.
所以是从德文来的 you mean, 哦、oh, 所以除了星期六
Yeah, Sonntag, Sunday, we don't translate much.
So、we、Saturday is from Latin.
Latin, Saturn's
Latin
day.
Oh.
The day of Saturn, one of the gods. So we just take and borrow. But that's all the time we've got for today. See if you can think of any other loan words used in Chinese or in English. But thanks for watching, everybody. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A Plus, 小聚会。
This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve.
This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。大家12月31号那天有没有去跨年啊？跨年是世界各地许多人都会参加的活动，形式有很多种，有的人会去参加跨年演唱会，有的人则是在家看电视转播跨年演唱会。当晚全台湾各地都会有成千上万的民众参加演唱会，这时候你就可以说 This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve. This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve. 这地方塞满了来跨年的人。像 Eunice 我、啊、住在101附近，每到这个时候那里都会被挤得水泄不通，人满为患。这时候就可以用 be packed with 这个片语来表达塞满着什么东西。当然也可以用 be filled with 或是 be full of 代替哦。可是 要注意介系词的不同。 那庆祝就要用 celebrate 这个字。在这个句子里使用现在分词 celebrating 修饰 people 这个字，而跨年夜就很简单 New Year's Eve， 就像圣诞节前夕的平安夜叫做 Christmas Eve。 好啦，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。 This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve。 非常好，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve.
This place is packed with people celebrating New Year's Eve.
A lesson in history about words.
The Mandarin words for show, cool, and cartoon sound very much like English.That's because they are taken from the English language. Loanwords are words borrowed directly from another language with almost no translation. When cultures come into contact with each other, words are shared as a result.The English language borrows as many words as it lends. For example, words like beef and menu are actually French. Italian also had an influence on English too. That's how words like soda and pizza entered the English language. When it comes to language,There is always some give and take. Many language systems are actually closely related. Who knew words could tell you so much about the past? Cartoon, cartoon. Tina's favorite cartoon.Character is SpongeBob. Tina's favorite cartoon character is SpongeBob. Directly, directly. I would like to speak to your manager directly. I would like to speak to your manager directly. Influence.Influence. The president has a strong influence on the country. The president has a strong influence on the country. System. System. Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5.Most children enter the education system at the age of 4 or 5.